Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the SF and Fantasy Short Fiction Podcast, returning now after a short break. This week's story is the 30th in the series, and it's called Shaman by Jake Jackson. In the dark mountains, the chanting beat at the walls of the Red Cave. It had echoed through the catacombs for days, and would continue for more than 100 years. That night, the moon had wept blood. A dark stain, a red stain, had spread across the face of the ancient watcher of the night. The walls of the desert howled and scattered, fearful of the break in nature. The shaman spoke with the mountains and chattered with each other through the echo chambers deep within, consulting their eagles and coyotes. But now, the small dark lake at the top of the mountain had risen, and in it, the body of the first shaman, his eyes open, his mouth slack, his ears ripped and bloody, appeared. "Father, come!" A young boy, no more than 10 years old, had run down the mountain path to find his adopted father in the tent at the foothills on the edges of the village. He'd burst in noisily. He didn't need to hear his father's words to know what he would say. "What is it, Undatu?" "I'm instructing your sister." His father sat cross-legged opposite his sister, holding her hands, a cup of sacred water smoking between them. The air was thick with fragrance and visions. Undatu looked resentfully at his sibling, Ayoka. She was older, and named by his mother in celebration of her unexpected arrival. But for Undatu, she was just a girl, and he could not understand why his father spent so much time teaching her the ways of the ancients. "Nothing," he pouted, knowing his father would doubt him as always. "Go then. We will be finished at nightfall. Return then." "I might not," he muttered to himself, closed the flap, and walked disconsolately down the valley. He nodded at his friends. Rather than joining them, he kicked at the stones on the path and ran on. At such times, he sought the company of the dogs, or wandered off to his older cousins to catch fish and hunt bears. He loved the thrill of their company, and had learnt much subtlety by watching them track and tackle their prey. Today, though, he reached the great river without any sign of them. The sun was high, so they must have left. He looked across the flat stones of the wide river and knew they would be deep in the forest on the other side. He frowned. He practiced breathing silently through his nose and watched the fish clicking through the water. He stood up and headed for the stone ford, when he remembered why he had raced down to his father. The shaman, in the dark waters. He had seen the ancient, the first of his kind. Some sort of vision, no doubt. "No one will believe me." He stopped in the middle of the flow of water, the flat stones passing over to boulders, then a fallen tree providing the path to the other side of the river. He breathed there, fresh, tumbling air, and saw down the length of the water, to the bend far off, close to the end of the valley where the mountains rose again, reaching for the skies. The sun was bright now, brutal even, and he shielded his eyes. From an early age he'd been taught about the gods of the natural world, how they watched and tricked humans, played with the sight, and laughed at their awkwardness. He saw a bear, brown, burly, poised on the other side of the river, his paw raised, his head still, facing the water, watching the foaming rush. Undatu was fascinated by the power and grace of the animal, its capacity for silence amongst the noise of the river. Its paw shot into the water, and a fish leapt. The bear's teeth grinned, its eyes intent on the motion of its prey. Its other paw, claws poised, flicked out, sought through the spray and batted the fish high into the air and skewered it, flinging it onto the bank where it struggled with the slippery stones, flopping up, its gills flapping, and a tail jerking in anguish. The bear leapt. But somehow the fish slithered out of the bear's grasp and found a channel, wriggled through the stones, and with the bear thrashing its limbs into the water, evaded the burly predator and headed for mid-river. The bear roared. The creature and Undatu watched the fish slip away, a faint trail of blood marking its watery path. "Better luck next time, great one." Undatu was respectful, perhaps sympathetic to the bear's plight, understanding his disappointment in the face of fate. It made him think of his clever sister, she who took so much time from his parents, time they should spend with him. He had grown more angry over the last year, spent more time alone, in the woods, joining his cousins occasionally, but watching, walking silently, creeping up on others, laughing grimly at their faces when they realised he was there and had been there for some time. The bear looked back and bared its teeth, then settled for a moment on its front paws, half sitting, half standing, in some form of supplication. It made Undatu laugh. His gentle tones gathered the sound from all around, played with the leaves on the other side of the forest, spun the bright reflections from the sun, and rung loud across the rippling waters of the river. The bear seemed startled, and jumped back, paused for a moment, staring at Undatu before shambling off, dissatisfied and puzzled. The boy sighed. The sun had slipped past its highest point, and he felt the need to return to the mountains. He wandered back up the path, through to his village, watching his friends and their families, then up to his father's tent, contemplated looking in again, but resisted the temptation, and continued up the path, all the way to the top. It was hot. He reached the dark pool, smiled at the smooth, inviting surface, the reflections of the grand mountains all around, and the clouds upside down, and slipped quietly under the waters, seeking its cool comforts. Father?
Yes, Ayok.
Can I get ready for tonight? The sun is nearly at rest.
Of course, you could finish for today. Her father smiled. She could feel his sadness, but his dark eyes held such sorrow she could not bear to return his gaze.
We shall celebrate Undatu's life tonight, Father, not his passing.
Of course. 1 year. Sometimes I think he's still with us.
Oh, yes. Me too. He was here today.
The dark mountains shivered under the stars.
So that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to drop by thesefantasticworlds.com for articles, stories and reviews about sci-fi, fantasy, sci-fi concepts, dialogues, top 10 movies and loads more. I'm Jake Jackson. See you next time.